changes this year that I'd want to get out to the public. We have been listening to what people have been asking for, and this year we're going to add in entertainment. And to do this and to also keep the events that everybody seems to love, we're going to start the fair on Thursday night this year, or actually the gates will open at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. However, in doing something like that, it also alters some of our other events, being the Homecraft Division. So I want to remind everybody, with the fair opening on Thursday, we'll be accepting the exhibits in the exhibition building on Wednesday evening from 6 to 8. And again, entries will be accepted until 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. Judging will start this year on Thursday at 9:30 in the morning. So it's a major change that way. But as I say, the gates will open Thursday now, and the Midway will also be running at that time. So in saying that, one of the major events that we've moved to Thursday is we're going to start with our ever-popular Mini King and Queen at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Our opening ceremonies and the announcements of the ambassador winners and the opening of the fair will all take place approximately 7 p.m. on Thursday evening. And the grand finale for Thursday is going to be that we've brought in a group called the Epic Eagles, and they're a show band that shows all over North America, is my understanding, and they'll be starting at 8 p.m. So we're really looking forward to everybody bringing a lawn chair and sitting it in the grandstand or on the track in front of the grandstand and taking part in this. And the nice thing about it, it is $10 at the gate, and that also lets you into the grandstand show for the Epic Eagles. Then on Friday, we'll open at Friday we'll open at 3 p.m. Again, the world's finest Midway will be in on the go, and we're having a seniors day on Friday. So there'll be lots of things on the go for the seniors. There'll be entertainment. There'll be ice cream, just a number of things. And not only just for the seniors, it is also bring your grandchildren along. We'd love to have them, and there'll be lots of entertainment for them. So starting at 5 p.m., we'll be going into our pony pull. This is something that we've added in again this year. We haven't had it for a few years. We go back to COVID, and there was a few things. Seeing we reduced the hours of the fair and things that way, we're now back to full capacity, and the pony pull will start at 4 p.m., followed by at 7:30, there will be the Eastern Ontario Draft Horse Pullers Association, and these will all take place in front of the grandstand. Now moving right along to Saturday. Saturday, we'll be accepting entries for the, and this again is something new that's been added back in, it hasn't been with us in quite a few years, is the poultry and pigeon entries will be accepted. So they'll be from 8 to 8:30 a.m., And one of the things that we added last year was carving, a chainsaw carving. And this went off very, very well. The individual we have coming, he does an excellent job of carving of birds. And then we have the opportunity, the person that does the carving, he paints them, and then we'll auction them off in the evening at 7 o'clock, at the just before we start with the demolition derby. So that was something that was added last year and seemed to be a huge success, and we're going to do it again this year. Another event that we've added is the Redcoats, the encampment. They'll be on the grounds on Saturday and Sunday. So please drop by and see them. It goes back to kind of what had taken place in the War of 1812. So there's a lot of new things on the go. And again, we'll be going with our Our regulars will start the heavy horse and mini horse show. We'll start with the line classes at 9:30, and they'll be followed by the hitch classes at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, we'll be going right into our six-horse hitch, and we also have the pony six-horse hitch. So lots of things on the go. World's Finest Shows, the Midway, will open at 11 o'clock. There's going to be a bingo for the seniors. And something that, again, that went over very, very well last year and we're bringing back is the Super Dogs Show. So this will take place. Again, there's flyers that will be out there and like rack card style, and we're getting those out, or look on the internet to LAS info, Lansdowne Fair, and you'll see lots of the events that are going on. There's Dr. Kaboom is going to be walking the grounds. We're going to have jugglers that are walking throughout the grounds on Saturday and Sunday. So there's lots of things. Alice in Wonderland, meet Alice in Wonderland. More events for the children. What we're trying to do is target the fair not only for the adults, but it is definitely a family event and lots of events. We have a children's tent, so there will be lots of activities going on throughout the fair for the children also. And we also have near the Armistead Pavilion, there will be entertainment going on Friday evening, Saturday, and all day Sunday. So drop by and see some of this entertainment. It's some very, very good musical entertainment that we have coming this year. Then again, Super Dog, there's going to be several shows on that. One of them is at 5 o'clock to 5:30. And then, as I say, we're going to go right in and we'll be auctioning off the wood carving that the wood carver has made throughout the day. And that'll be followed with our ever popular demolition derby. Then we'll be starting right into Sunday. We'll be on Sunday. We'll start off with the pancake breakfast. We'll have our Western show that starts at 9 p.m. We have antique car classes. There'll be a show for the antique cars and vehicles, and a chainsaw competition that'll be taking place. So lots of things on the go. And again, something that we added last year is the Clydesdale Power Lifters. They will be in attendance. That starts at approximately 9:30 in front of the grandstand also. Dr. Kaboom will be back again for the children's tent on Sunday. There will be the baby contest. There will be family games. There will be face painting. There will be musical again starting at noon. Mickey and Gary Code will be some of the entertainment that will be taking place. We also have our own what we call Saddle Up Rodeo. So that will be entertainment, and that's a competition from amateur people. And they will be placed, and there will be cash prizes go out. 12 o'clock noon will be 12:30, I should say. Chicken barbecue will take place on the grounds, and at 1 p.m. we'll be starting at 1 p.m. sharp with the truck and tractor pull. Ever popular going on at the same time will be the cow chip bingo, and which somebody's going to go home with $1,000 from that particular event. Alice in Wonderland will be back again on the on Sunday. And as these events finally run down, we'll be closing the fair. It'll usually ends up approximately 5 o'clock, and people will be able to pick up their exhibits starting around 3 to 4 o'clock. The exhibit hall will be closed, and people can pick up their exhibits that they have had entered for the entire weekend. So I know I only touched on a few things, but please come. We would love to have everyone that can possibly make it there. It's going to be a family weekend. And as I say, we tried to price things at the gate. One, when you come through the gate, you pay free parking. Adults, Thursday and Friday is $10. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be $15. Or you can buy a weekend pass for $40. So it's a family event. Children under 12 come in free. So I'd love to see you and help us celebrate the 160th Lansdowne Fair.
Perfect. And I wanted to, you just mentioned that 160th. That is a milestone. How meaningful is that to have it going this long? 160 years, that's impressive.
Well, it's the community and the people that support the fair. It's a tradition, I guess, would be a nice way of kind of summing it up. But it's something that there's other fairs out there that have a few years on us, but we are one of the older fairs in Ontario. And I'm very proud of what we've been able to do and the way we've been able to grow at Lansdowne Fair. But without the support of the volunteers and monetary and in-kind donations that we receive, these are the people behind the scene that allow us to grow and maintain the fair in the direction that we're presently headed.